If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's go around the room. Let's see what's on your minds. I'm going to start with you, Straight Nate. What's going on in your head today?
You know what? I just fell out of my head.
All right.
Come back to me.
We'll give you a pass and go to Gandhi. Gandhi, what's on your mind today?
Okay. We all got back from vacation that we were on last week, and I saw something that I appreciated so much, and it was grown men frolicking.
Oh, talk about that.
Okay, so my boyfriend went with two of his, we all went with a couple of his friends from the Navy, and the waves were huge out in the water, and they were so excited to go out and play in the waves. And they were having so much fun, and it made me take a step back and think, I can't remember the last time I saw a group of grown men just frolicking and having a really good time. There was whimsy. I swear I heard a couple of whees. It was amazing, and they looked so adorable, just throwing themselves into the waves. So I just want to encourage everybody, men, women, whomever, go out and frolic. Have some fun. Play. Aww. It's love important.
That. I love that Brandon could reconnect with his friends. That's cool.
That was awesome.
Plus, you know what? The ocean brings out the kid in all of us. That's why I say go to an ocean. ASAP.
Yes. Play
get to
waves.
An ocean. Get thee to an ocean. Yes. Danielle, what's up with you today?
So I know Hackensack Meridian Health is one of our partners, right? And we always talk about them because they really are amazing. I know they've helped Gandhi in the past. It's one of
absolutely.
The reasons I feel like she's still here with
yep.
us. But they always have an expert. So the other day, I had a paper cut. And it got infected, and I had no idea what to do. So we called over to them. They got me an expert in this field, Dr. Soda. Thank you so much. Went over to him, told me exactly what I needed to do. I thought it was something totally opposite.
What do you do with a paper cut?
Well, this one didn't need to be drained or anything like that, thank God. But he had to give me an antibiotic. He had to give me something to put on it. He had to tell me how long to wait before doing this and that. But it worked. And then my son had something going on with his leg, and I called them, and they're like, we know exactly who you need to go to. It's just crazy. So find people that you trust. Find an expert in, you know, what they do. And thankfully, we all have Hackensack Meridian Health because they really are amazing. And I swear, whenever I'm panicking about something, I give them a call. And they're like, don't
there
worry.
Go.
We got you. We got
yeah,
this.
go to the experts. Go to the scientists. Go to the professionals. Go
exactly.
to the people that went to school
seriously.
And learned about these things.
Right.
Rather than just spraying Windex on it
yes.
and hoping it gets better.
Windex.
Hey, Froggy, what's on your mind today?
So you guys might make fun of us last night. Scotty B., his daughter Cooper, myself, and my son Caden went to California Pizza Kitchen for dinner. But I want to say thank you to our listener. His name is David. David came over to the table and introduced himself to us. He and his wife and his children are big fans of the show. They were so nice. And then at the end of the night, we go to get the bill, and we ask for the bill. They bring it over, and they said, David took care of the bill.
Aww, all right. Oh, wow.
God, where's David going for dinner tonight?
No, I said that to Scotty. I'm like, but you know what? I just want to say thank you. David was such a great guy. I love meeting our listeners, and when they come up to us and say hello, we get to take pictures and hear their story. And just, David was a great guy. Thank you, David. Thanks for dinner, but more than that, thank you for coming up and saying hello.
Did you order the dumplings and the barbecue chopped chicken salad? Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I would have ordered more if I knew David was picking up the check. Yeah.
I'll tell you later. I love California Pizza Kitchen, and I love all the menus, like, extensive, but the fact, I love that Froggy and Caden from Florida are here visiting in New York, and so they want some New York pizza, they go to California Pizza Kitchen,
right?
Which is fine. I love their barbecue chicken pizza myself, which is not anything like we ever get here otherwise.
Thank you, David.
Scary, what's up with you today?
Well, I'm embarrassed, and I guess I owe an apology to anybody I've ever sent the prayer hands emoji to when they lost a loved one, because apparently it's actually a high five.
No,
yeah, so I've actually been high-fiving people for their losses.
No. What? I don't think that's high-five.
They're two hands. I'll tell you what, if you go to the emoji search, the search bar, and you type high-five, the prayer hands come up.
But if you type in pray, the prayer hands come up. And thanks, the prayer hands come up.
Amen.
I saw that same thing.
Well, make your mind up, Apple, because obviously the prayer hands are could mean high five.
I feel like the high five is more those two hands in the front.
No, that's raise the roof.
No, wait, hold on. If someone passes away, if I lose a loved one, and you send me a high five, I'll take that as an okay. High five. They had a great life. High five.
I'm just saying, it comes up in search as a high five
you're,
as well.
You're okay. Scary, don't make a problem where there isn't a problem.
All right,
you're fine.
Okay, all right.
You're doing great. You just acknowledged something that happened, and that's all that's needed. We love you.
I just typed in high five, and it didn't come up.
No, inside of the emoji search.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we can just talk about this all day if you want. I don't know.
I confirmed. It's there.
You're fine. Scary, you're fine. You're doing great. And you're just showing you're showing respect. It's all good. What's up there, Producer Sam?
Hi, great.
There it is.
Most of football season consists of me sitting next to William saying, "What's that? What just happened? Why are you excited? Why are you sad?" And yesterday the tables were turned because I wanted to watch the red carpet coverage of the Met Gala. And he's sitting next to me. He's like, "This is fashion. What is she wearing? Why is she being carried? Who's that celebrity? Are they important?" The entire night.
He was curious.
The entire time. And then I asked him my favorite question of the night. I said, "William, how much do you think a ticket costs to get into the Met Gala?" And he put a lot of thought into it. And he said, $700. 75 grand. That's how much a ticket costs.
It is a whole other world, is it not?
Whole other world. A bunch of Martians. But the best part about watching is you got to watch the handlers, because all the famous people are being fabulous. But then there's just a bunch of people trying not to get noticed, but also tend to the celebrities' every need. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Great show. 10 out of 10.
We need more handlers in our lives. Hey, so we'll go back to you now. You had a pass, but now you have to perform, Straight Nate. What's
going on? Now I remembered it. Okay, so we travel a fair amount for work, right? And if you do travel a lot for work, I have a suggestion for you, actually, too. So you're going to get home. You're not going to want to cook. Have a frozen pizza in the freezer. It's easy to pop in there. You're going to have it in 10 minutes. Boom. You don't have to worry about cooking. Or be like Gandhi and me, where you know that one restaurant where you can order while you're on the way back from the airport, and you know it's going to be there just as you arrive. I did that last night. I was on my food delivery app, and I ordered food at the exact moment I thought I would get home. Boom. 30 seconds after I arrived home, my food shows up. I am a genius.
So you're a genius.
Figure out one of those. If you travel a lot, figure out those two things. Get that frozen pizza and know that restaurant you can order from.
Yes.
You know, Table 87 has the best frozen pizzas, and they cook in 5 minutes.
Amazing.
Love Table 87. Yep. Love it. Is everybody, do we do it? Is everybody lit? Okay, yep. I think we're good.